I had the enormous treat recently of being given a personal tour by Oliver Schell, the BMA Associate Curator of European Art, who has put together an exhibition in collaboration with the Wadsworth Athenaeum Museum of Art in Hartford, Connecticut. This is called Monsters and Myths, Surrealism and War in the 1930s and 1940s. This is a ticketed exhibition at the BMA through May the 26th. Thank you so much for the tour, Oliver. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
So I know that this has been a project of yours that's been something like 4 years in the making, and I'm always so intrigued to know about the germ of the idea that makes something like this appeal to you.
Well, it was actually quite different times, and we were trying to create a show based on our own works. We have these fabulous holdings of the works of André Masson, thanks to Sadie Adler-May, who was one of our great patrons, who befriended Masson in 1938 in France and proceeded to buy major canvases by him. And I had these to work with, and I knew that some of the other major surrealists were not so well represented. So I reached out to Hartford, which has some of the greatest Max Ernst paintings and some absolutely fabulous Salvador Dali paintings. And so between our two institutions, we really had a lot. And then we decided to get a few more selective works from other places, such as the Philadelphia Museum of Art and other institutions. And we are having a panel discussion on Thursday, the 21st, and the galleries will be open and free from 6 to 7:15 p.m. on that day.
So looking at this time frame, we're looking at the wars, most particularly the Second World War, but of course it also then encompasses the Spanish Civil War, and I was astonished to see the very strong Spanish influence in your exhibition.
Yeah, well, certainly Picasso was in ascendancy, and he reacted strongly to incidents like the bombing of Guernica. But what's not so well known is that Juan Miró also produced a giant mural for that same World's Fair in 1937, but it was destroyed afterwards, and so there's no trace of it except there's old photographs. So there was a lot of involvement of the Spanish artists, and of course also Salvador Dalí, who has a more ambivalent response politically, but is certainly concerned with the Spanish Civil War and paints the great soft construction with boiled beans that is part of our exhibition.
It's astonishing to see that the minute you walk in. And if you're thinking about surrealism, of course, and I suppose it's fair to say it had its roots really way back in the First World War, and it's that the whole idea of ethereal qualities like dreams and subconscious, but here we're looking at the reality of war and exile and violence. So tell me about the disjunct of those concepts coming together.
Well, many of these artists had experienced battle in the trenches in World War I. André Masson and Max Ernst certainly did on opposite sides. And they emerged with this hope to recreate the world in the 20s. There was this optimism that in part was fanned by the Russian Revolution. But they were more involved in a sort of an intellectual revolution to ground themselves in an understanding of psychology.
This is an extraordinary exhibition called Monsters and Myths, running through May the 26th. There's more at artbma.org. And this massive and extraordinary exhibition has been curated by Oliver Schell. Thank you so much.
Sure.